In this bulletin, support for Victorian aged care homes after new outbreaks, face masks to be mandatory for Melbourne residents, and in sport, Super Netball moves to Queensland. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. The federal government has unveiled new measures to boost testing and tracing and protect aged care and disability staff in Victoria. 1 million masks will be distributed to regional Victorian aged care facilities, while an additional million will be provided to disability workers. 5 mobile testing teams will be launched, and more than 200 additional Defence Force members will be deployed to assist with border control, checkpoints, and contact tracing. Mr. Hunt says tracing each and every case is crucial in tackling the outbreak.
The work on tracing, of finding and tracking down those cases that are linked to people who might otherwise not know that they've been exposed. This remains our single greatest national priority, along with the care of our elderly.
Face masks or face covering will be mandatory for residents in metropolitan Melbourne and Mitchell Shire. Enforcement will start from Thursday, although the Victorian government is encouraging people to start implementing it immediately. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says people face $200 fines for failing to comply with the new requirement.
I hope that not one single fine needs to be issued. That is my genuine hope. Now, common sense, as I said, will be the rule here. If you're out running part of your daily exercise, then it may not be practical to wear the mask while you are running. But you should bring the mask with you, and you should wear it before and after you've gone for your run. There'll be some other environments, for instance, where if you're going into a bank, for instance, then you would need to take your mask off.
Other exceptions will apply, including those who have a medical reason, kids under 12 years of age, or those who have a professional reason, such as school teachers who are teaching. The announcement comes as the state records 363 new cases and a further 3 COVID-19 deaths. Victoria's state of emergency has also now been extended to the 16th of August. Victorian nursing homes will be subject to tougher restrictions after 3 further outbreaks emerged in aged care over the past 24 hours. Casual staff are being urged not to work in multiple facilities and potentially spread the virus. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt reveals 120 staff and 103 residents from 16 facilities have been infected during the pandemic. Victorian Health Minister Jenny Mikarkos says federal funding will be provided to ensure workers earn a sufficient income.
We have seen specific instances in recent days of staff who've worked across multiple facilities and then we've had multiple outbreaks across those facilities. The package will involve workforce funding support. So there will be funding to be provided to ensure that aged care employers cover any additional entitlements to enable employees to work at a single site.
From Wednesday, only carers will be permitted to visit nursing homes, with visits limited to 1 hour per day. New South Wales Health is advising residents to reduce the risk of COVID-19 transmission by wearing masks and avoiding non-essential travel and gatherings. 18 new coronavirus cases have been reported in the state. 8 cases are linked to known outbreaks. 3 cases could not be linked to a known cluster. Dr. Jeremy McAnulty from New South Wales Health says those cases have authorities particularly concerned.
That's a bad sign. And it's a wake-up call really for every one of us to make sure we're providing those barriers between us and other people who might have the virus by physically distancing at least 1.5 metres, avoiding crowds, using really good hygiene, staying at home if you even have even the mildest of symptoms and getting tested.
In sport, Super Netball will move its teams to a Queensland hub, giving weight to the state's claim as Australia's new sporting capital. All 6 teams will move to Queensland ahead of the competition's start on the 1st of August. Officials reveal games, including the final series, will take place in Brisbane, Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Townsville and Cairns. Six Victorian AFL teams, the NRL's Melbourne Storm and the Supercars Championship teams have also relocated to Queensland from coronavirus hotspots. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 18 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 15. Melbourne, shower or two, 13. Hobart, showers easing, windy, 9. Canberra, partly cloudy and 11. Wollongong, sunny, 17. Sydney, much the same, 18. Newcastle, similar conditions. Brisbane, sunny and 24. Cairns, partly cloudy, 26. And Darwin, sunny, 32. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.